Please turn in your Bibles, if you have one, to the book of Acts, chapter 17. We are going to be looking at one of the most famous passages this time to the great city of Athens, the intellectual capital of the ancient world, a very famous place, the home of who are shrinking in population, like he does most of the time in his ministry, but from Epimenides, but totally uninterested in us. God, on some level, want to believe in something, kind of like those philosophers. And we know that, by the way, because names are not dropped pointlessly, which is wiser than men. And the weak will. We will be raised to eternal life and joy. So, Lord, we pray that you will give us hearts for those around us who are perishing, who may claim to seek after wisdom, who believe the gospel, starting with our own. In the name of Jesus, your Son, we pray. Amen. In a few minutes, we're going to be celebrating together the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Before we turn to that, I want to remind you quickly about ways to give to the work of this church. During COVID season, we're not passing a plate, but if you're interested in giving, we have a tithe box at the back, and you can also give through our website. With all that said, if you're a guest with us, we want you to feel no obligation to give. This is something that we do as members of this congregation, a way that we serve and worship the Lord. You are our guests, and we're glad you're here. Now, with that out of the way, the Lord's Supper would also be unacceptable to your average ancient Greek, because it preaches to us that centrality of the body of Jesus Christ, and that God cares about our bodies and also cares about what we do in our bodies, the struggles that we have in our bodies, the temptations that we have in our bodies, the weakness of our bodies. And when we eat and drink the Lord's Supper, we are being strengthened, not because we just eat tons of bread and drink tons of wine, but because the Lord is at work in this meal. We are being strengthened for obedience in our bodies. When we eat and drink, we're remembering that Jesus was pierced for our transgressions, that he shed his blood for us, that judgment comes on those who will rebel against God. We're called to repentance and promised grace if we repent. And we are looking, as Jesus did himself on the night he was betrayed, we are looking to resurrection. These three things that the Areopagus couldn't handle are the things that we focus on as we eat and drink the Lord's Supper. I want to give a word first to those who are visiting with us, which is that the sacrament of the Lord's Supper is a holy privilege for Christians who have been baptized and are part of a church, a congregation of God's people. So if those things don't describe you, we counsel you not to take the bread and wine when they are passed. Furthermore, eating and drinking the Lord's Supper is for believers who repent of their sin and forgive others when they've been sinned against. If another has sinned against you and you've not forgiven them, you've withheld forgiveness, don't eat and drink. There's a problem between you and your brother or sister that has to be dealt with first. If you're aware of sin against the Lord or against another person that you've committed or continue to commit, and you have not dealt rightly with those things, don't eat and drink. This is joyful business, but it is serious business. The scriptures warn of judgment on those who eat and drink in an unworthy manner, and we do not want that for anybody here. But to those who will be eating and drinking today, Jesus Christ invites his disciples to his table. And you are invited if you struggle with sin, with discouragement, or with fear. This is a meal with Christ and with one another given in order to strengthen us in the grace of God. It's a renewal of God's gracious covenant with his people, and it's a visible sign of God's promise that those who trust in Christ have become the children of God, welcome at his table, beloved and cherished. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread and a cup and gave thanks for them, as I give thanks now. Heavenly Father, we praise you for providing for our everyday needs. We pray to you, give us this day our daily bread. And we seldom go without not just the basics of life, but more than enough. We thank you for providing our daily bread. We thank you, Lord, for your hand is open and generous to all the earth. And any good thing that we have is a gift from your hand. But we thank you so much more for giving us that which gives us not just life for a day or a week, but gives us life for all eternity. We thank you for Jesus Christ, the living manna that came down out of heaven, whose flesh is true food and whose blood is true drink. And though, Lord, it offends us every time we think of it, we need his flesh and his blood in order to live. And so, Lord, we pray that as we eat and drink, you would strengthen us in our bodies and souls alike and prepare us for the challenges that are ahead of each of us. And each of us, Lord, one day, unless the Lord Jesus comes back first, each of us will have a final challenge, a final valley that must be walked through, a final river that must be crossed. And so we pray, Lord, for your grace, and we pray that you would prepare us spiritually, not only for this week's or this day's challenges. We pray for the day when we cross the valley of the shadow of death, that we would be strong, not in ourselves, but in you. Lord, we have many things that are pressing on our minds and our hearts. Some of them are just distractions. Some of them are conviction of sin. Some of them are sorrows. Some of them are doubts. Some of them are confusion about the future. Some of them are weariness from seeking to do what is good. Lord, you know what they are. We pray that you would meet us where we are and feed us with the food that we need today, which is, as always, Jesus himself. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for the bread and wine which we are about to receive. And we pray that in eating and drinking them, you would strengthen your grace in us by the work of your Spirit. Amen. After Jesus had given thanks, he took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples as I give it to you, his disciples. I want to remind you that during COVID season, again, the way we're distributing the Lord's Supper is that Elder David Robeson on one side and I on another side will release each row. You can walk up the middle. Please take both bread and wine from the front and be seated around the outside aisles. Jesus said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is for you." In the same way, at the end of the meal, Jesus took a cup, and having given thanks for it earlier, he gave it to his disciples. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." I'd like to ask you to stand to receive the pastoral blessing. And afterwards, just be seated for one or two announcements. People of God, go with his blessing. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you, now and forever. Amen. So have a quick seat. One or two announcements. First of all, this afternoon, keeping an eye on the weather, but hopefully we'll have our psalm sing and point of contact. Dave, you want to say anything? Very good. A couple more things. I think we have a fellowship meal coming up. Joan, do you want to say anything about that? Or Lydia? Stand up. All right. Pie-centric fellowship meal coming up on the 12th, correct? We also have two congregational meetings coming up this month. One is next Sunday evening. This is a Zoom-only meeting, 6 p.m., and we're going to be distributing and talking a little bit about our draft budget for 2022. And then 2 weeks later, September 26th, same time, but we'll do it kind of a combination. You can come here in person if you want to, or you can join over Zoom. We're going to do a Q&A about the budget. And the goal here is we do all of our modifying the budget ahead of time, all of our workshopping, conversation as a congregation, and then come early November, we're just going to vote it up or down. Hopefully we should have something good worked out by then. Any other announcements? Anything I'm forgetting here? Lydia. All right. Very good. All right. You are dismissed.